from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. You want to cover up your garden tonight? Environment Canada is predicting frost as the thermometer dips below freezing overnight. Of course, it mentions that some plants might be damaged or killed by the frost. Jordan Mack has more coming up in the weather forecast. For the next 2 weeks, beginning Monday, the most common detour between South Porcupine and Timmins will itself be a construction zone. The city is replacing a culvert on Gold Mine Road just off Golden Avenue. It's expected to last until Friday the 27th. Traffic will be down to one lane and stopped in both directions from time to time. Meanwhile, work has begun in replacing another culvert, this one on Frederick House Lake Road just east of Kerrigan Road. Frederick House Lake Road is closed until the end of August with detours in place. While the work is being done, the city will also change the sign identifying the creek the culvert is part of to Moose Creek. The sign identifying it as Matheson Creek is wrong. Ontario's Financial Accountability Officer says housing starts have slipped to their lowest level in 16 years, while employment, retail and wholesale trade, manufacturing sales and exports all see gains. There is what the report calls significant weakness in the housing sector. It notes there were 12,700 starts in the first quarter of this year, 25% lower than the same period in 2024, itself a slow year. The government has set a goal of getting 1.5 million new homes built by 2031, but the report says we're not currently on track to meet that target. Government officials say billions of dollars to create the infrastructure for new housing development should boost the number of new starts. Prime Minister Mark Carney says he's devastated to learn of the crash of a London-bound Air India plane in Ahmedabad. He says the plane was carrying 242 passengers, including one Canadian. Carney says Canada's transportation officials are in close contact with their Indian counterparts, and he's receiving regular updates as the response to the tragedy unfolds. With the plane crashing in a residential area, police say there are likely casualties on the ground too, but it's not known how many. The U.S. State Department and military are drawing down the number of non-essential personnel and family members in the Middle East. That move comes as tensions with Iran increase. Talks between the two countries over Iran's nuclear program have reached an impasse. The U.S. wants to place limits on the program to ensure Iran does not produce nuclear weapons in exchange for the lifting of sanctions that have crippled the country's economy.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.